So what do we know after San Antonio? Well, we still do not know the answer to that really important question. Is an upfront AI better than sequencing? And we now need to wait for TEAM, hopefully, which will be presented next year. The updated results of BIG suggest a superior overall survival benefit with letrozole compared to tamoxifen, and the intention to treat p-value probably underestimates the true benefit. Does this data suggest all AIs are the same, and if we are going to give an upfront aromatase inhibitor, is there now enough data to show that actually there is a difference between the drugs? Patients who are commenced on letrozole can be switched after 2 years if they have problems with toxicity, but it shouldn't be done routinely. Patients currently receiving tamoxifen can be switched after 2 years. And we've also seen that there's a high rate of non-compliance with both tamoxifen and aromatase inhibitors.